The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Shavuot, Daf Lamed Aleph. Today's Daf is being studied on the Shvat Avraham ben Esther. Be'diyah ben Allegra, Ruach Hashem, Tenichem, Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's Daf on Lamed Amud Bet. We are starting Tanur Rabbanan, which is 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Tanur Rabbanan. Minayin l'dayan. Shelo ya'ase sanigron lidbarav. How do we know a judge should not defend his words and bring proof to his words if he really believes he's wrong? They shouldn't hold on to his position. Basically, a judge should be honest, but if he realizes his position was wrong, he should change his position. So the Gemara says, "Tamud lamar medevar sheker terhak." Keep a distance from sheker. That she says, "Lo yasis tenegrun dvarav im dan din." He judges the case even. Milibon nukfol lomar, and his heart is bothering him to say shutoe. He thinks he's mistaken. Lo yahzik dvarav labira ayot la'amidam shubosh lachzor. Don't be embarrassed to retract. Ela lechos tadim yachzor lotzi din la'amito. The main thing is go through the sides of the case in order to bring out a true judgment. Uminayin l'dayan shelo yeshev talmid bur lefanav. That a dayan should not put a student that is a bur, that is not fluent. It's worse than that, bur. That he shouldn't sit him next to him in order to give and take in the halakha, because he's going to make a mistake. Students used to sit in front of the dayanim and discuss the case. So you shouldn't put a boot in front of him to discuss the case, because they're not going to come with the right conclusions. Damu domar, medevar sheker, terhak. Okay? Minayim l'dayan sheyodeya lechavero shu gazlan. Judge knows that one of his fellow judges that are on the panel is a gazlan. Vechin ed sheyodeya b'chavero shu gazlan. A witness knows that his colleague that's coming to testify with him is a gazlan. Minayim shelo yisterif imo. How do we know you should not join him? You should not misteref him to judge or to testify, even though he knows that the guy is saying something emet. He knows that the case is emet case, the testimony, but it doesn't matter. Gazlan is pasu. He's not allowed to be a judge, not allowed to be a dayach. You cannot join him. You need 3 kosher witnesses, 3 kosher judges. You need 2 kosher witnesses. Talmud Amar, Medevar Sheker, Terhak. Again, keep away from Sheker. And she says, Medevar Sheker. What's the Sheker? First of all, he says, Shelo Yisterif Emo, Ve'apa Pish Aidut Emet. Medevar Sheker, Shegorem Lefsog Din Apish Naim Eidim Ve'enkan El Aidahad. So, right, technically, Halak, you only have 1 witness. And they're going to forsake the Din according to 2 witnesses. And one of them is Pasu. Minayin l'dayan sheyodeya bedin shehum merume. Din merume means Rashi shelamad mitoch devrei edim she'en edutam emet. He suspects that the testimony of the witnesses is not emet. He feels that he's being tricked over there. One of them is lying. One of them is holding back information. So it says shelo yomar u'il va'edim me'edim. He shouldn't rationalize and say, listen, the witnesses are testifying. I'll be posek the deen according to their testimony. And the collar will be, the noose will be placed around the edim's neck, which means not my problem. Witnesses are saying what they're saying. I'll posek like the witnesses. If the judge suspects that there's something going on with the witnesses, that they're not saying something that's 100% emet, he can't just say, no, I'm going to get involved. I'm just going to post whatever the witness is saying, Hashem will punish them. No. You have to post the right way. Talmud Amar B'devar Sheker Terhak. Like Kolar, and she says, Shalshil Ta'avon. The collar we're talking about over here is the collar of sin. Will be hung on the witnesses. Don't say that. And now the judge has to be posek, Emet. Has to investigate and analyze, and he has to rule accordingly. Okay, we have a siman over here. Tlatat, talmid, utlat, baale, chov, smartut, shomea, umetain. Minayin the talmid sheyoshev defnei rabbo. Okay, you have a student that's sitting in front of his rabbi, and a case came between a poor man and a rich man. ורואה זכות לעני וחוב לעשיר. The student sees that the guilty, the ashir guy is guilty, and the rabbi is making a mistake. Minayin shelo yistok. How do we know that the student should not keep quiet? He has to tell his rabbi. Talmud Oman medevar sheker terhak. Well, the opposite as well. This is even the case where he has to correct his rabbi, where he's telling him he's making a mistake, and the rich guy's really guilty. He's not allowed to keep quiet. He has to open his mouth. Minayin the talmid shoet rabbo shetu'e bedin. No, stop. You see, the rabbi is making a mistake in the deen. Shelo yomar amtin lo ad shigmerenu. Let me wait till the rabbi finishes teaching it and learning it. Ve'esterenu, and then I'll refute it. Ve'ebnenu mishili, and then I'll rebuild it, so to speak, from my own. Kedesh yikare hadin al shemi. So then the halakha will be said in my name. Tamud amar medivar sheket erhak. Which means by listening, by letting the rabbi continue, and he's on the wrong path, so the student's being quiet. Let the rabbi finish. So he says the silence of the student is going to cause that the rabbi's final psak is going to be wrong, and therefore you're going to cause the rabbi to make a mistake in the halakha. And then you don't want the rabbi to have to retract. That's not kavod. So therefore, if you see the rabbi make a mistake, he has to tell him immediately, and so on and so forth. Okay. Of course, he has to tell him in a proper way. Rabbi, didn't you teach us once before? So the rabbi doesn't get embarrassed. Minayin letamid she'amar lo rabbo yodeya ata bi she'im notnim li me'amane eni mebader. Rabbi tells a student, you know how honest I am, my student. You know that even if a person would give me all the money, 100 maneh, I would not lie. I mean, you know I'm an honest guy. I don't lie. Maneh yesh li etzel peloni. So listen, this guy owes me 100 or maneh. Ve'en li alav ela ed echad. And I only have one witness to claim. How do we know that student cannot mitzaref with that other witness in order to help the rabbi out? Just because he told him he's an honest guy. A student cannot help the rabbi collect money because he's not really a witness. The student doesn't know anything. Talmud Omar, medevar sheker terhak. Keep away from sheker. Okay? Even if he's going to tell him, right, if he's just going to stand there. Because now they're going to see two witnesses there, and they're going to take the money illegally. Because you can't take money off the one witness. Okay, so Gemara says, Gemara is going to say all this there. Gemara says, "Hay medevar sheker terhak, nafka, havadai shakure kameshakir." Wait a minute, this is a false witness. Forget about medevar sheker terhak. This is a befirush pasulutra. Do not bear false testimony. Here's, listen, I have one witness. I want you to come and stand there with him. And don't say anything. You're not going to be lying. And therefore, which was, he'll just come to Beit Din. You don't have to wait in the Torah. Just stand there. They'll think you're a witness. You're not a witness. And the other guy will do the talking. And then they'll take the money, and I'll get my money back. Still, even if he doesn't open his mouth, so you can't say he's bearing false testimony, still he's not allowed to do it because of a dvar sheker terhak. Minayin lenoshe b'chavero maneh. You have a guy, he's owed a maneh. Shelo yomar et'anenu b'matayim. I'll claim against him 200. Kedesh yodeli b'maneh. So then, he'll admit to me that he only owes me 100, because that's what he really owes. V'yitchayev li shivua. Now he has to make a shivua, because it's modeh b'miksat. V'agalgel alav shivua mimakom acher. And now, once he makes the shivua, you're able to make what's called the gilgul shivua, to make a swear on other things that normally you're not allowed to swear for. She's like this. Let's say on karka. There's a karka transaction between these two guys, and you can't make a guy swear on karka. Or you have a situation where this guy is kofer a call on everything. The guy denying Yoji anything in a certain case. So you're figuring out, how do I get this guy to swear? So you say, you know what? It's clear that he owes me a maneh. So I'll go into Beddin. I'll tell him he owes me two maneh. The guy will swear that I only owe you one maneh. That's what Debbie said. The law is, once already he's making a shivua and smet, he has to, you can migalgel, you can roll in other types of things that normally he would not be able to make a shivua on. So he's doing this sheker in order to get him to make the it's not a sheker. Yeah, he wants to get him to make the shivua on the karka. So he's making a false case. You owe me 200. He knows he doesn't owe him 200. He know he'll be more Debbie Mixad. Oh, I only owe 100. Okay, swear. No, I swear only 100. Ah, Betin, once you're swearing on the 100, let him swear on that piece of karka also we have a dispute on. Or let him swear on the other case over there, he's kofer akol. You can't do that. Because bottom line, you know he doesn't owe you 200. You're just doing it in order to bring your shavua around. Okay. Tamud Amar, Medvar Shekin Terhak. Menayin l'noshe b'chavero mane, ut'ano matayim. The guy owes 100. And you claimed against him 200. Shelo yomar echperenu bebeddin veodelo chutz lebeddin kedesh shelo etchayev lo shivua velo yigalgel alay shivua memakom acher. Tamud lamar v'dereshiket rachak. That is the reverse. This is on the guy that lent the money now. I'm sorry, this is the guy that borrowed the money. The borrower. What happened? You owe me 200. And the guy knows he only owes 100. But he says, if I'm going to make a shivua and bet, they're going to now make me make shivuot on a lot of other stuff and get good shivua. So he says, you know what? In betin, I'm going to say, I don't owe you anything. But when we leave betin, I'll tell the guy, listen, by the way, I know I owe you 100. Here's the 100. You cannot be kofer in betin something you know you owe just because you don't want to now make a gilgul shivua. So you can't say in the betin, I'm not going to deny. And then outside, when we come out of Beit Din, I'll pay.
If you deny in Beit Din on that, you don't have to make sure
anything else. No, kofer akol doesn't pay. You only make a shivua on other things if you're making the shivua on something you have to. So he has a good idea. I'm not going to really cheat him. I'll give him his 100 in Beit Din. I'm going to say, I don't owe you anything. When we walk out of Beit Din, I say, by the way, here's your 100, by the way. What did he gain by that? He'd have to swear in Beit Din. And once you have to swear in Beit Din, he's got to swear on other stuff that he doesn't want to swear on. Can't do that. But shaker, that is bottom line, shaker. Okay, next case. Minayin, Lishnaim Shebao Dedin. Okay, two guys come in front of. I'm sorry. Minayin Lishloshash Shin Noshim Mane Be'ahad. Okay, you have three guys that are claiming a Mane. You owe me. Three guys have a claim you owe me a Mane. To one guy, I tell you. And he comes along and says, I don't know anything. So, Shaloye Ehad Ba'aldin Ushnaim Edim. So now they orchestrated where one guy will make the claim and they use the other two guys as witnesses. Kedesh Yotziu, in order they can get the money out, Manevi Yachloku. Which means once you have two witnesses, then the guy doesn't have to make a swear. It's over. Two witnesses saying the money is owed, so that's it, you gotta pay. So therefore, you can't do that. Because bottom line, a Baal Din cannot be an Eid. They're privy to the case. They're owed money. So they're nogeya. They cannot be a witness to a case that happened to them because they're part of. If they want to be two witnesses for that guy, fine. But they really bring two witnesses for themselves because they're owed the money themselves. So therefore, that is not going to or you cannot testify a testimony that you get a hana'ah from that testimony. That's what he says over there. Okay, next one. Minayin. Two guys come to the Beddin. Echad lavush smartutin. One guy is dressed in rags. Echad lavush etzelit. One's dressed in a beged hashuf, nice hashuf beged. Bat me'amane, 100 mane worth. She'omrim lo, they tell the guy wearing the fancy clothes, levosh kemoto, either put on the rags like the other guy, or albisheu kemotcha, or buy him clothes like you have. Because again, as long as he's wearing hashuv clothes, the other guy's intimidated again, like we learned. And therefore, he's not going to be able to say his testimony. He's going to get all intimidated the fact this guy looks more hashuv than him. Tamud Amar, Medivar Sheker Terhak. You have to keep away from Sheker. What's going to happen is when the guy's dressed fancy, the normal thing is you favor him because he looks like a normal guy. And the other guy's going to realize that. He's not going to be able to claim his claims properly. So therefore, either you all dress like poor people or buy him a fancy clothes. Okay. So that's the Vashekhet Erfak. Now he's just over here. He says the Da'at Poskim Rabbim En Tzrichim Ba'alei Adin Yod Devushim Mamash B'Sheveh. They don't have to wear exactly the same clothes. The Yachol Adam Lebosh B'Gadim Yod Tzrichim. One guy's wearing $100, so one guy's wearing $500. You don't have to start judging like that. Well, let's do a fresh bullet. It shouldn't be obvious. In this case, smartutim, and this guy's wearing rags, and the other guy's wearing a fancy suit. That's not a story. But the quality of suit that varies, I'm not going to make such a big deal on that. Kiavu atu lekamed Rava bar Ravuna. When people used to come for court cases in front of Rava bar Ravuna, Amar lehu shelufu pusmukaihu. Take off your shoes. They have special hashuv shoes that were made out of like felt. Take off those shoes, vehutu ledina, and then come down to judgment. You don't want them to wearing their hashuv clothes. Minayin ledayan shelo yishma devre baaldin kodem shiyavo baaldin chaviro. That's very important. Tamud Omar mitvar sheket rechak. How do you know that the judge cannot listen to one side of the case without the other guy being present? Because what's going to happen when a guy is giving his testimony not in front of the other litigant? He's not scared to lie because there's nobody there that's going to contest it. There's nobody there that's hearing it. So therefore, he's not allowed to do that because it's in the Dvar Sheker Terchag. And not only that, the judge who he hears first from is usually tainted. If there's another guy standing in the courtroom, so the judge knows that there's a rebuttal. But when the judge hears the one side without hearing the other side, he's usually tainted to lean to that side. We did that one. What was the first one? Minayin lehu ba'adin shelo yishma devrei ba'adin kodesh shehu ba'adin chavero. Good, that's the judge. Now, minayin lebaadin. How do we know it's a suit for the litigant? So these rules on both. This is on the judge to hear it, and this rules on the Baaldin to say it over. Rav Kana Matni, Rav Kana learned these laws. Milotisa. It's in the Pasuk Lotisa Shem Ashav. So we learn over here that what? That it's asur for a judge to hear one of the litigants' cases before the other guy comes. Because he is then going to, he's carrying a false devar sheker. So lo tisa, do not carry shem ashav. How do you carry it? By listening to one side before the other. And he reads it lo tasi. Lo tasi means don't cause the judge to carry something that's shaken. So you see the asur is on the judge and asur on the baaldin to cause the judge to make shaker. Okay, comes the Gemara and says another halakha. Va'asher lo tov asa betoch amav. Says he did not do good amongst his people. Rav Amar ze haba beharsha'a. This is talking about somebody that comes to represent his friend in Beit Din. He got a shtar al sha'a. That's like a, we guess today we would call that a, when somebody makes his friend a shaliach, like a proxy, that he's able to go represent his friend in the Beit Din. Right, power of attorney, exactly. So that's what Harsha is. Power of attorney, where now he's going to represent his friend in the building. Gemara says, that's no good. That's lo tov. Why is that? Why is that no good? So it says, because it's not tov, that she writes, if shar she yotin noach l'arid l'dinim ba'al l'mamon atzmo, which means, could be the guy who's dealing with the money himself, the guy, the litigant himself, is a more pleasant guy. You can make a compromise with him. You're able to make a deal. Yeah, he sends down this power of attorney. The guy's a tough guy, and you can't deal with him. You cannot make a peshara, right? Because with a power of attorney, he has no right to make a compromise because not his money to compromise on. So therefore, I'm not saying that's not tough. It's better to let the guy himself, who's in the dealing of the case, come down himself. In order, you can make a peshara sometimes, but the power of attorney is sometimes too tough. Ushmael Amar, Zalokeya Sadesh Yesh Aleha Asikin. A guy buys a field that there's questions on it, which means the field is in question. So the guy said, "No worries, I'll buy it, and I'm a strong guy, and I'll fend off all the people. Don't buy a field that's under question." Okay. Now we continue. Quote from the Mishnah. Ve'ena nuheget ela beruin la'id. So we learn that shivu'at ha'edut only applies to people that are not related to the person, and the people have to be kishirim; they can't be pesulim, and they have to be somebody that's ra'ui to testify. The Gemara says, "La'puke mai." Who are you coming to exclude? We need ra'ui to testify. Amar papa la'puke melech. It's coming to exclude a king. Now, what's the problem, my king? Why can't a king testify? Because it's not kabod for a king to testify. Because we noted on yesterday's daf that the witnesses have to stand when they give their testimony. It's not kabod for the king that has to stand in front of the beddin. But Rav Chaba Yaakov Amad Apuke Misahek Bekubia. A guy that plays dice, right? Guy rolls dice, a gambler. Now, the Gemara says, Man de Amad Misahek Bekubia. According to Pesach Misak Bekubia, is asur to testify called Sheken Melech, or the Mosu Melech, because this opinion holds that Misak Bekubia is asur to Rabbanan, because really he's not a gazlan. The other guy already is knows that he's gonna give up the money he's gambling. Gazlan means you steal something from the guy's hand. That's a gazlan. Misak Bekubia, it's asmachta. And so the Gemara says the rabbis came up with a rule asmachta lokanya. That even though the other guy, he's giving the money over to his friend that when he lost the bet, we say he's not giving it over wholeheartedly. But that's not a psul de oraita. That's a psul de rabbanan. So if you tell me that a misahik bekubia is pasul to testify, certainly a king, which is isud de oraita, to testify. Because by the king it's a sum tasim alech amelech. So you have to keep the status of the king high. So therefore if you say kubia cannot testify, certainly melech. Uman de Amar Melech. But according to the Shita that says it's talking about a Melech, Mesek Bekubia, Medoraita, Mehzehazi. Medoraita, really, the Mesek Bekubia is Laui to testify. Verabananu, the Paslinu, and therefore, Minatora Shivuata Adu will apply to Mesek Bekubia, because Minatora is a good guy. He's kosher. If you hold that it's from a misak bekubia is asur, so then kol sheken melech. But if you hold melech is asur, so yeah, melech yeah, but not misak bekubia. Okay, so that's that. The let's read Rashi on that. Look at the Rashi, misak bekubia de eruvin. Okay, gives you what it's called. Kol sheken melech de medoraita lo hazi dektiv sum tasim alecha melech. Like we said, the guy coming at this has to stand in front of the judge. It's not kabod for the king to stand in front of the judge. From the Torah, it's only a suit and aid that steals something b'chazaka, by force. It call the rabbis were gozer, the rabbis made the misak bekubia gazlam mit rabbanan. Daru asmachtahi. Does asmach mean the guy that's giving over the money doesn't give it over full heartedly? So then we're going to consider it a gazlam. Velo kanya. Give the midoraita hazi. Since midoraita is legitimate, so if he comes to testify and he swears, "I swear I don't know testimony about you," and he was lying, he's going to be hayav shivuat ha'edut. Okay, now we go to the sugya, today's sugya. That's all the Gemara till now, but now we go into the piece over here. Bifnei Bedin, Shlo Bifnei Bedin. Okay, let's review the two shitot, the Bimi'ir and Hakamim that we have in the Mishnah. There's two ways you can be over Shivuat Ha'edut, Bifnei Bedin and Shlo Bifnei Bedin. So the Bimi'ir shita was, when you're testifying on your own, then already, when the guy swears, "I swear I don't know testimony for this guy," so what do I do? That's Bifnei Bedin, Shlo Bifnei Bedin. However, when others are being Mashpiyayu, then the Rabbi Meir holds only Dafka in Bedin, but not outside of Bedin. That's the Shita of Rabbi Meir. And what did the Hakamim say? Hakamim said, "Bem mepi atzmo bemi achirim is davka beti." So we want to understand the machloket between Rabbi Meir and Hakamim. Rabbi Meir says, "Everyone, put it this way. Let's get the machloket clear. Everybody agrees bifne atzmo when he himself is doing the swearing. It's going to be no, it's wrong. Everybody agrees that what." That when it's mepi achirim, when he's making the swear mepi achirim, everybody holds it's got to be in front of bet din. The machloket is going to be when he makes it mepi atzmo. The be made of mepi atzmo can be even chutz to bet din, and Hakamim says it's got to be dafka bet din. So now the Gemara is going to try to analyze what is the root of this machloket. Now, in order to understand this Gemara, you need to understand a principle. In the way of learning Gezerot Shavot. Gezerot Shavot, you have two words. It says the word A over here, it says the word A over here. So I say, just like in the first case where it says A, this applies, so too in the second place where it says A, this applies. That's a regular Gezerot Shavot, A. But then there's another level to go even further. And once already, you're comparing the two cases. So now I'm going to say that, and since in the first case the law applies under these circumstances, so now I'm going to apply the circumstances to where I learned the Gezerah Shavah. It's the second stage of the Gezerah Shavah. Number one, the law is going to be the same from Gezerah Shavah. And now I say, you know what? The conditions that the law applied in the first scenario, I'm also going to apply now to the second. That's the second phase of the Gezerah Shavah. That's like the way to get what I will say. That is, don mine, first don mine, learn from it, and then umine, and then from that learn more. Another shita is going to say no. Don mine, you can learn the Gezerah Shavah, and then when it comes to the conditions, puki ba'atra, learn it from the case itself. We just apply the conditions to the situation itself. You don't go the next step to continue Gezerah Shavah when it comes to the conditions. The conditions you learn from the case itself. Once you made the Gezerah to teach the Hiddush, then yeah, that's going to be the machloket over here between the Bimir and Hakim. That's what Gemara wants to say initially. Let's start. Bemai kabepligi. What is the machloket over here? Amaru Rabbanam kamed rapapa. Bidun mina umina. Ubidun mina veuki ba'atra. Kame plegi. Again, dun mina umina means dun mina, first learn the law, and then umina. And then from it itself, from the place where you learned the law, learn the conditions of the law as well. The rabbi says, no, dun mina, learn from the place, however, veuki ba'atra, and then keep it in its place. Learn the conditions from the place itself, not from the place where you learned the Gezerah Shavah from. Okay, now we have to see how we apply it. Rabbi Meir Sabar Dun Mina Umina, which means learn not only the law from the Gezerah Shavah, but the conditions. And now I'm going to tell you. Me Pikadon. We have a Gezerah Shavah from Pikadon. It's Shivuah Pikadon is a case where a guy makes a Shivuah. I swear I don't have the Pikadon that you gave me. I gave it back to you. Pikadon is a collateral, right? And then you have Shivuah Ta'idut. So it says, I say, Ma Pikadon Mushpa Mepi Atzmo Chayav. Af Eidut Mushpa Mepi Atzmo Chayav. So first of all, I look at Gezerah Shavah. And I say, just like Shivuat Pikadon, if the guy is Nishba Mepi Atzmo, he's Chayav. So too by Shivuat Ta'idut, when the guy is Nishba Mepi Atzmo, he's going to be Chayav. Umina. And then I say, just like by Shivuat Pikadon, Ma Pikadon Ben Bebedin Ben Shelo Bebedin. Oh, and I know that by Shivuat Pikadon, that when he swears, it applies whether he's in Bedin or he's not in Bedin. So therefore I'll say, Edut ben Bedin, ben Shelo Bedin. So to Shivuat Ta'idut, whether it's in Bedin or it's in Bedin. So it's Don Mina Umina. First I learned the case of, how do I know, Bechlal, that by Shivuat Ta'idut, there's a concept where the guy who himself swears is going to be Hayat. Because really, if you look in the Pesukim of Shivuat Ta'idut, it talks about if they make him swear. They make him swear. But it doesn't talk about a case where he swears himself. So you know I know swearing himself from? Shivuat Ta'pikadon. And I know by Shivuat Ta'pikadon that applies Ben Bebedin, Betchilah. So I'll say the conditions by Shraddin also applies Ben Bebedin, Betchilah Bebedin. Good? Let's read the Rashi until this point. Bedun Mina Umina. Bedun Mina Buki Batra. Those are the two sides, Peligi. Parasha Shelamdad Shelamdad Davar Mahavirta Begezera Shava. You know the Gezera Shava. Im Ta'amid Oto Davar Bezu Betorat Mashaya Omed Bimkom Shelamato Misham Do'il Velamato Mimenu Al Kurhach Mimenu Tahzor Vetilmederu Lechomishpato. Once already you're learning from that place, go back to that place and learn all the conditions. Or Dun Mina Uki Batra. Oh no, learn from it, but keep it in its place. Kolamar, lahad shelamadato misham. After you learned it from there, v'ha'ato lekan, you brought it to here, ha'amidehu kan. Keep it here, b'torat she'adehu v'rashim kan. And therefore, keep it in its own law. How's this going to apply over here? So, the mimi esama don mina o mina. The kaman yafinu mishwata edu b'gezra shu'a de techeta mishwata pekadon. So, gezra shu'a is techeta. למושבע מפי עצמו דכתיב במשפט הפקדון ולא כתיב במשפט העדות. פיין. דון מינה, מה הפקדון מושבע מפי עצמו חייב? צ'סק בפקדון, שמועת פקדון. נשבע מפי עצמו חייב דכתיב. אשר ישבע עליו, אף עד מפי עצמו חייב. ומינה, מה הפקדון אפילו שלא בבית דין? דעה ונשבע על שקט בין בבית דין בין שלא בבית דין. משמע, אף בעדות, אף אפי למושבע מפי אחרים, even though. Even though if you look at the case of Shvat Ha'edut, in Shvat Ha'edut it talks about a case of Nishba Al Pi Acherim. Okay? And clearly in the case of Nishba Al Pi Acherim it's got to be done in Bedin. So if you're going to learn from the case of Shvat Ha'edut itself, it's not Dafka in Bedin. But he says, no, Don Mina Umina. The conditions are based on from the place where you learned from. And therefore, since it's Shvat Pekadon, it's applying even outside of Bedin, so apply that to Shvat Ha'edut. Whereas the rabbi is going to come along and say, no, Dun Mina, yes, learn that Nishba Al Pi Atzmo from Shvat Pekadon, but Uki Ba'atra. Then apply the conditions based on the conditions that are written by Shvat Ha'edut. And by Shvat Ha'edut, it only talks about testifying in Bedin. And therefore you apply the case of Nishba Mavaswa Dafka in Bedin. Is that clear? Yeah. Which means, get more point of clarity. In Shavuot Ha'edut, what we know about Shavuot Ha'edut, our knowns, Shavuot Ha'edut in the Torah talks about Nishba Mepi Acherim, and it says clearly in the Torah that this is done in front of Bedin. Those are only two knowns we know. Nishba Al Pi Acherim Be Bedin. We're trying to find out two things now. Number one, Nishba Al Pi Atzmo, how do you know it's Hayav? And then where is it Hayav? So Rabbi Meir says, well, Dun Mina. Learn from Shvat HaPekadon. And what? Umina. And when somebody from Shvat HaPekadon, and I know by Shvat HaPekadon it says that no matter where you swear, whether it's in Bedin or not Bedin, so apply that also to Shvat HaEdut. Whereas Hachamim say, no, Dun Mina. Learn Shavuot Atzmo Mepi from Pekadon. But Uki Batra, once you brought the law over here, now it takes on the laws of over here. And since over here it's only talking about in Bedin, so Shavuot Atzmo only applies to Bedin. And since my Shavuot Atzmo applies even.
Only in Bedin.
In Bedin itself. Exactly. Okay, let's read that inside. ורבנן סברי דון מינה ואוקה באתרה. Explains. מה פקדון מושפע מפי עצמו חייב? אף עדות מושפע מפי עצמו חייב. ואוקה באתרה. And then once already I bring it over, apply it to its cases, its own conditions. מה מושפע מפי אחרים? בבית דין. אין. שלא בבית דין. לא. אף מושפע מפי עצמו. בבית דין. אין שלא בבית דין. לא. Good, because the conditions of Shvat Ha'edut is only in Bedin. Because it was talking about Piyahirim. So now you put me a new law into the picture, but it's going to apply to the same conditions. Uki Batra. All the Gezratza is get me a new case, but it doesn't give me the conditions of where I'm learning from. It takes on the conditions of the situation where I am bringing it to. Okay? Very important. Dun mina o mina or dun mina buki batra. Good? So really the question is, how much do you bring over? Do you bring over the law with all its conditions? Or you bring over the law and then it takes on the conditions of what you have already? Good? So comes the Gemara and says, Amalura papa, we go to Amud Bet, Amalura papa. Ibe pikadon gamrila. Rabbanam de kule ama lo peligi de dun mina umina. If you're learning it through a gezerah shava, everybody's going to hold dun mina umina. Which means, if you tell me it's like you're saying, even the rabbis would agree, dun mina umina, therefore not only bring over the law, but bring over all the conditions of the law. And if the rabbis were learning that way, they would agree that you can even do it shalom b'fne bedin. And therefore, that's not the source of the rabbi's argument. Which means, he really holds. They're not arguing on don mina umina, or don mina bukri batra. Everybody holds don mina umina. But over here, it's not through a gezerah shava they're learning it from. How they're learning it from? Sebra says, Elahenu tavan rabbanan, de maitu lehu bekal vahomer. How did they learn nishpa mepi atzmoz chayav? From bekal vahomer, easy kal vahomer. Uma mepi achirim chayav mepi atzmo loko chicken. Exactly. If the Torah is telling me by Shavuot that I do, that if they made the Shavuot api achirim, they're going to be chayav. Certainly, if you make the Shavuot api atzmo, it's going to be chayav. That's a very good kal vachomer, no? Umedemai tula mekal vachomer. We have a law. Once you say kal vachomer, dayo leba menadin liyot kenidon. Ma mushba mepi achirim bedin in shavu bedin lo. Af mushba mepi atzmo bepne bedin in shavu bepne bedin lo. We have the law of Dayo. What does Dayo say? Dayo says that whatever you're learning from a Kal Vachomer cannot be greater than the item that you're learning from. Dayo, leba min adin. That anything that comes from a din, meaning a Kal Vachomer, liyot kenidon. For example, if I say, such and such a guy is a strong guy, can carry 50 pounds. And we know the other guy is even stronger than him. So certainly he can carry 50 pounds. But you can't say, oh, if he can carry 50 and he's stronger, this guy we know is stronger, oh, he can carry 100. I don't know that. I know as much as the first guy. That's the law of Dayo. So if I say the same thing, in the Torah Shema Tedud, it tells me, Nishba Mipi Achirim, that's what it says, Nishba Mipi Achirim. So I make a Kavahomet. If Nishba Mipi Achirim is Chayav, so Nishba Mipi Atzmo is Chayav. Oh, but it cannot be better than the case where you're learning from. And Nishba Mepi Achayim has got to be in Betin. So therefore, Nishba Mepi Achayim has got to be in Betin as well. Mm-hmm. Comes the Gemara and says, Amru le Rabbanan le Rabbapa. So the rabbis tell Rabbapa, Mimatzit Amart Telav Bedun Mina Umina Pelik. You're telling me that they're not arguing on this concept of Dun Mina Umina? Do you want to hold that everybody else Dun Mina Umina? Show you not like that. Ve'atenan. Gabe pikadon. It says by pikadon. It's going to be later on in the Mishnayot. Shivuat a pikadon. This swear that a guy says, yeah, I swear that I don't have the pikadon. That's why I gave it back to you. Yeah. Noeged ba'anashim u'banashim. Okay, this applies to men or ladies. But chokim bekerubim, even relatives, doesn't matter. To make the swear. Bekeshirim u'pesulim, even if the person is kasher or pasul. It's not an edut over here. It's just a swearing of a monetary. Bifne bedin v'shino bifne bedin. Whether it's in front of bedin, whether it's not in front of bedin. Mipi atzmo, mipi achirim. Okay. Whether it's mipi atzmo, whether he's swearing it himself, or mipi achirim, others are causing him to do a swear. Eno chayav ad sheichpor bo bebedin. He's not going to be chayav until he's kofir in bedin itself to be meir. והחמים אומרים, בין מפי עצמו, בין מפי אחרים, whether he's swearing himself or others are making him swear, כיוון שכפר בו חייב. He's חייב. מושפע מפי אחרים בפקדון. Now, מושפע מפי אחרים בפקדון. When he's מושפע מפי אחרים, מנהלו לרבנן, לחייב. Which means, if you look in the Shivat HaPekadon, it only tells me the case where he's Nishba Mepi Atzmo. No slow. Mashivat Pikadon tells me Nishma Mepi Atzmo. The rabbis came along in the Mishnah later on, and they're going to say what? Shivat Pikadon is Ben Mepi Atzmo, Ben Mepi Acherim. How do the rabbis know Ben Mepi Acherim? Lav de Gamila Me'idut. They must have learned it from Shivuat Aidut. That just like Shivuat Aidut was talking about Acherim, so too Shivuat Pikadon. Ushma Mina Bidun Mina Umina Peligi. And what did the rabbi say in the Mishnah by Shivuat Pikadon? That no matter where the guy testifies, even outside of Beti, where did he get that from? From Shivuat Aidut. Because the Shivuat Aidut case is talking about Don Mina Umina. Yeah, Don Mina Umina. Just like by Shivuat Ha'edut. The Torah talks about which case? Nishba Mepi Api Acherim. That's because Shivuat Ha'edut. And that case was talking about In Bedin. That person can be talking about In Bedin. So let's look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Lav de Gamar, the Gamila Me'edut. דאב פיקדון השני שבע עליו השקר כתיב משמע מפי עצמו. Oh, very good. Which means by שבועת הפיקדון we only know שבוע מפי עצמו. ואחר לקה למדן כמה חומר לוודאי מושמע מפי עצמו חמור ממשמע מפי אחרים. Which means for sure you can't make a kava chomer that if you nishma mepi atzmo, certainly going to be chayav mepi achirim. Ela, you must learn mepi achirim from shivuat ha'edut. Ela, megezra sheva gemila me'edut. Omede chayav bebedin v'shelo bebedin. Oh, and what did the rabbi say by Shvat Pekadon? That you chayav ben mepi bedin v'shelo mepi bedin. Alma dun mina ve'uki be'atra svira lehu. Now, he must be called uki be'atra. Because why? You're learning the law from shivuat ha'pekadon. So from Shivuat Ha'edut, and then you're applying it to the laws of Shivuat Pikadon. Let's go slow. I'm proving to you that the rabbis must hold Uki Ba'atra. How? What do the rabbis say about Shivuat Pikadon? They say Shivuat Pikadon applies not only Nishba Mepi Atzmo, but Uadin Nishba Mepi Achirim. And it applies Ben Bifne Bedin, Ben Shelo Bifne Bedin. How do they learn that? Because they must have learned it Gizra Shabbat from Shivuat Ha'edut. And Shivuat Ha'edut is talking about what? Mepi Acherim. So just like this to Mepi Acherim, by Shivuat Pikadon is Mepi Acherim. But then what do they say? That it applies even outside of Bedin. Because Shivuat Pikadon is talking about outside of Bedin. So that's Don Mina Ve'uki Ba'atra. Learn from there and keep it in its place. So you, Rapapa, wanted to tell me that everybody holds Don Mina Umina. It's not so. You see, the rabbis clearly in the machloket of Shivuat Pikadon hold Don Mina Uki Ba'atra.
But they didn't hold both inside and outside.
Right, because it's Uki Ba'atra.
But the Chachamim by Ha'edut said also.
You told me that Papa that the Chachamim hold by Shivuat Ha'edut it's a Kal Vachomer. They're not learning Gezera Shava. Because if they would learn from Gezera Shava, it would do be Don Mina Umina. That they would learn everything, they would bring over the law, and they would bring over the conditions. But I'm showing you clearly it's not like that. The rabbis don't know Dun Mina Umina. The rabbis know Dun Mina Ve'uki Be'atra. How do I know that? Let's go slow. Shivuat Pikadon and Shivuat Ha'edut. Those are my two items. Shivuat Pikadon, what does it talk about in the Pasuk over there? Where a guy swears himself. How do I know if he swears Api Acherim? Because it's not Shivuat Shivuat Ha'edut. Okay, Dun Mina. However, the rabbis say that the law of swearing by Shivuat Pikadon outside of, applies even outside of Bedin. Yeah. That's not learning from Shivuat Ha'edut. Because Shivuat Ha'edut applies only in Bedin in the Torah. So therefore it's Dun Mina Ve'uki Ba'atra. So therefore you see clearly the rabbis subscribe to that. So why you Rav Papa, you came along and said that everybody agrees Dun Mina Ve'uki. It's not so. You see clearly the rabbis by Shivuat Pikadon hold Dun Mina Ve'uki Ba'atra. And therefore they will hold the same thing by Shivuat Ha'edut. Go back to our case. Our case is Shivuat Ha'edut. What were we trying to find? How do you know by Shivuat Ha'edut that it applies to Pi Atzmo? So the Papa told me it's a Kal Vachomer. If I know Adim is Hayav, certainly I'll Pi Atzmo is Hayav. And then you have Dayo. But we can say no. So like we learned earlier, I learned it from Shemuat Pekadon Mina. So now I bring back the law of Mepi Atzmo, but I apply the Shemuat Eidut laws. Don't mean Abu Kibatra. And it's like Shemuat Eidut is only Bifne Betin. So even Mepi Atzmo is only a Betin. So you know, Papa, what are you telling me that the rabbis don't hold of Don't mean Abu Kibatra? I clearly showed you my Shemuat Eidut because I do hold Abu Kibatra. So comes the Gemara and says, Me'ahi in. I'm telling you, from that case of Pekadon, you're right. You clearly see that they hold Dun Mina Vuki Batra. But this case, you have no Ra'aya that they hold like that, because I can say, that's what I was saying. Do you want to prove to me that the argument over here is in Dun Mina, Umina, and Dun Mina Vuki Batra? The Papa just said, listen, if you have another place that says it clearly, I'll concede. But you have no Ra'aya from this story over here. Because this story can say they learned it from a Kavahomer. And once they learn it from a Kavahomer, we have the law of Dayo. Good? Good. Okay, Gemara a little further. What do we say about Hayabim al Zedon as Shivua? This is a big Hadush. The guy was a Zedon. The guy knows that he knows testimony. And he knows the law of swearing falsely is asur in the Torah. Guy says on purpose, I swear I don't know testimony for you. Normally a Zadon doesn't bring a Korban, but the Hadush over here is, it's an exception, that the Zadon by Shavuot Ta'edud brings a Korban. Why? Exactly. All the cases of the Torah when it says to bring a korban is v'ne'alam. But here it doesn't say the word v'ne'alam. So we say even in a case where he's mezid, he brings a korban. Good? That's the hadush. No makut. The mezid, he brings a korban. On every yoreid. That's the hadush. Okay, next case. V'al shigigata im zedon ha'edut. Now the Mishnah gave a strange case. Al shogeg, what is zadon? How do you have a case of a shogeg and a zadon together? It said you're a shogeg on the shivua, but you're mezid on the edut. So Gemara says, "Hekidame, what's it talking about? Shigigata im zadon edut. How do you have shogeg and zadon together? Amar v'damar rab ve'omed yodeya ani shivua zu asura, aval eni yodeim hayavim aleh korban olo." Which means he knows, he says, I know what I'm doing is lying. I know that the Shiva is Asur, and I know that I'm lying. But he doesn't know the extent. He doesn't know that as a result of his Shiva shaking, he's going to bring a Korban. So that's considered a Shogeg, and therefore he's not going to bring a Korban. As long as he's not clear in all the laws, he's not considered a Mezid. Where does Mezid mean? He knows the extent. But if he adds a little Shogeg in him, even what type of Shogeg? That he knows he's lying. And he knows this is Asur. But he doesn't know that you bring a Korban in such a case. So Mishnah is saying it's not considered Shavua Sheker to bring a Korban on it. It's considered Shogeg. Now the Gemara says on this, Ve'en Hayavim al Shigigata Yeredata. Now, of course, if the guy was a total Shogeg. I'm sorry, by the way. Sorry, I'm going back. The Mishnah said, the hayavim al shigigata im zedona aidut. What is hayavim? You hayav a korban. In the case where the guy knows that he's swearing falsely, but he just doesn't know that he is hayav a korban in such a case, the Mishnah's language was what? It was hayav. Go back to the Mishnah. Where's the Mishnah? The Mishnah is on Lamed. Go to the end of the Mishnah. The hayavim al zedona shivua va shigigata. אם זה דון העדות ראשי שמזידים הם ויודעים לו עדות אבל שוגגים הם על הקורבן כשאר שגגת ביטוי לשעבד וכאילו בין יודע לשמוע זו עשור אבל אני יודע שהם עליו קורבן. אוקיי, so that case is going to be חייב קורבן למשנה.
The same as מזיד and other people.
Yeah. You know, the only time is me patu is a total shogeg. Mm-hmm. But a guy doesn't know, he didn't realize that he was lying, and he doesn't even know the law. He's a total shogeg. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Dainu shebesha'a shekafru ha'edin zachru et ha'edut v'yad'u she'asu li shava'al kach l'sheker v'ken yad'u et ha'onesh כלומר שבשעת שכפרו העדים זכרו את העדות בזדון שאין הם יודעים אותה אבל היו שוגים באיסור השבועה של ידעו שחייבים קורבן לעבירה זו שנחשבים בכך כשוגגים באיסור שבועה. Okay, so they considered a shogeg in the issue of the shiva because they didn't know the extent of the law. But what is the mishnah say? Hayavim, hayavim. You bring a korban in such a case. We should really consider the mezid still in this case. So now the gemara has a question. Lema tanina lederav kahana udrav aseh. You remember we had a case above on daf chavav. What was the case over there? We had a safek between these two rabbis, Rav Kana and Rav Aseh, that an argument in what Rav said. In which case over there? In a case where a person thought that he was telling the truth, it was a shugig. He didn't realize that he was lying, and then he realized that what he said was shekir. He realized that he was lying, but at the time that he made the shivua, he wasn't aware. So we had a machloket over there what Rav said, and then Rav told them that such a shivua is not considered like shivua sheker, because since at the time that he made the shivua he wasn't aware of that he was lying, so it's not considered shivua sheker. One rabbi said it is sheker, one rabbi says not. I said, make up your own. What did Rav say? So Rav came along and said, by the way, you are right and you are wrong. I hold that in this case it's not considered shivua sheker. So the Gemara says, why didn't the Gemara over there bring a ra'ayah from this Mishnah? Because what does it say in our Mishnah? Ve'en chayavim ha-shigata gerezata. That a guy that's a shogeg, that at the time that he made the shivua really didn't think he was lying, it says you're not chayav. So you see clearly why it's not considered shivua sheker. Why didn't they bring a proof from our Mishnah? Look at Rashi. Lema tanina. They should have said tanina. It's a mishnah. Lidrav kanav davase. Deecha desabud nishava beemet. Then the case where the guy really thought he was swearing truthfully, enu chayav. V'amai istapakna lihu. Why did I have a safek? The istarich rav lememalu lebcha an anascha. Which means, what did remember in the student? We learned this gemara. Where two students heard different things from the rabbi. And we said, you hear what you want to hear. And so the rabbi came along and said, you were too engrossed in thinking that I said this, but I didn't say that. I really said that it's like a shivua sheker. Why couldn't the Gemara above bring it? I'll prove to you when the guy's swearing at the time and he doesn't think that he's lying, he thinks he's really telling the truth, that's not considered from the Mishnah. Because what does that Mishnah say? In the case of shivua ta'idut, when the guy's totally thinking he's telling the truth, I swear I don't know testimony. And at the time that he said, I swear I don't know testimony, he really believes there's no testimony. What does the Mishnah say? Ve'en chayma shigata geredata. That if the guy is a total shogeg, he's a patur. So that's an ayah, that when the guy's swearing under the false pretense that he has, he's patur. So we could have heard an ayah for Ava above. So Gemara says, no, there's a difference between shivata edut and shivata bitui. What's the difference? Gemara says, "Lo, afal gav ditnan. Even though we have our Mishnah, it's tirich. We needed Rav to tell us his din by shivata bitui. Why? Sal kadatach amina. I would have thought like this. Hachahu, maybe davka by shivata edut. Delo kiti v'ne'elam. It doesn't say the word v'ne'elam. Deba'inan shogeg dumya demezid." Then I'll say what? That the shogeg has to be similar to mezid, and therefore the Mishnah was poter, the witness in such a case, when he's a total shogeg, where he thought he's making a, which is in a, why do I say he's chayav a korban? By shivua ta'edut, when he's a mezid. So I would say, maybe only by shivua ta'edut, where the Torah is only mechayev in mezid cases, and over here you don't have any mezid in it. Over here the guy totally thought he was making a mistake at the time. I would say maybe by shivua ta'edut you're going to be patur. However, but over there by shivua bitui dichtiv v'ne'elam, it says v'ne'elam, which means you have a korban in a case where you forgot. Afilu shigata kosu. I would have thought that maybe if he's a total v'ne'elam, he's going to be a chayav also. Kamash Marlan, that now, which means like this. You have no ra'aya just because we said something by Shivata Edut that that law would apply to Shivata Bitui. Why? Because Shivata Edut, when are you going to be Hayab according to the Torah? Dafka when you're a Mizid. So I would say, Dafka when you have Mizid in it. But in this case, he has no Mizid, he's totally Shogeg, the guy doesn't even realize that he's lying. You'll be Patur. But by Shivata Bitui, where the Torah says, you know when you hayav a korban? Dafka when you're a shogeg. Dafka in the case of shogeg. So I might have thought that you even hayav a korban in the case where you're a shogeg, in the sense that you forgot that you even knew the testimony. Or that you forgot that you even made the shuwa in the first place. Kamash falan, that no. That in the case where the guy was under the false impression, that's worse than a shogeg. That's less than a shogeg. Even if that's honest, that's not even considered a shogeg. And therefore you're going to be a patur from a shivua. So what's the case of shogeg by shivua tabitui? Shogeg will be a case where a guy made a shivua. I swear that I'm not going to eat this item. And then what? What's the shogeg case?
He ate it not knowing
that's the item. Coming along and saying that what? That the ma'aseh, when it comes to shivuat ha'edut, and when it comes to shivuat ha'bitui, when the guy's making the shivuat and he really believes that he's not lying, that's considered a shogeg in both cases. And you're going to be patur from it's more like an onus. It's not even considered shivuat shikir. You're going to be patur from a korban. So the Gemara said, why don't you learn from over here? So the Gemara said, because over here is different. So over here, you only hayab in a zadon case. So I say, in the case of shogeg, it'll be patur. But shikir shivuat bitui, we hayab in v'ne'alam. This is v'ne'alam. So you would have thought that this also considered the alam going to be hayab. Kamashlam, in the case where he doesn't even realize he made he was lying, he's going to be patur. So you can't learn, you couldn't learn one from the other until Rav told it to us beferush. The pika kutzak lav lemedot shegam b'shvat bitui nuri al hakazu shemisha sover lishavab be'emet eno dikin ishba l'shek. If he really thinks he's telling the truth, that's not considered shivuat sheker. Ben be bitui, ben be Ben be Shvatayim, Ben be Bitu Shvatayim.